Welcome to Matins 85, a contemporary service of sung morning prayer.
Holy One, fill us this day with new breath, and we shall be living words of praise. Glory to God who created.
The first reading this evening is from Deuteronomy 10, 12 through 22. And Moses said, "And now, Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all God's ways, to love and to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and to keep the commandments and statutes of the Lord, which I command you this day for your good. Behold, to the Lord your God belong in heaven and the heaven of heavens, the earth with all that it is in it. Yet the Lord delighted in your forebears, loving them and choosing their descendants after them, you above all peoples, as at this day. Cleanse therefore your heart, and be no longer stubborn, for the Lord your God is God of gods, and Lord of lords, the great, the mighty, and the terrible God, who is not partial and takes no bribe, who executes justice for the orphan and the widow, who loves the sojourner, providing food and clothing. Love the sojourner, therefore, for you were sojourners in the land of Egypt. You shall fear the Lord your God, You shall serve and cleave to the Lord, and by the name of the Lord you shall swear. The Lord God is your praise, the Lord is your God, who has done for you these great and terrible things which your eyes have seen. Your forebears went down to Egypt 70 persons, and now the Lord your God has made you the stars of heaven for multitude.
The second reading is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 18, verses 9 through 14. Jesus told this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up into the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank you that I am not like the rest of these people, executioners, unjust, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I get. But the tax collector, standing far off, would not even lift up his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you this, men went down to his house justified rather than the other. For all those who exalt themselves will be humbled, but they who humble themselves will be exalted.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us.
John's father Zechariah was filled with the Holy Spirit and made this prophecy. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who has visited and come to rescue us, bringing from the family of the servant King David a power for salvation. This was the ancient proclamation God spoke through the
Let us safely through the night and into the possibilities of this new day. Keep us safely in your ways, strengthened in our struggles against every evil, so we may use our gifts to praise you and establish your new creation on earth through Jesus the Christ, in whom we live and move and have our being.
Amen. God, keep us in mind and hear us when we pray. Abba, Eva, in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial. Deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Mary Magdalene and John's mother Mary went to visit the tomb. And all at once there was a violent earthquake, for the angel of the Lord came down from heaven, rolled the stone away, and sat on it. The angel's face was like lightning, and its robe was white as snow. The guards were so scared they could have been dead. But the angel said to the women,
"There's no need for you to be afraid. I know you are looking for Jesus who was crucified, but he isn't here. He has risen as he said he would. Come see where he was, then go quickly and tell the disciples he has risen from
thank you.
save us, you gave your child, the Christ, to suffer and die on the cross. And by bringing him triumphantly back from the dead, you released us from death's power.
Enable us to always turn away from sin's little deaths and toward life with Christ, who lives and rules in love with you and the Holy Spirit, one God now and always.
Amen.
May God work all our ways toward peace and bless us. And may we always be in the shadow of God's wings. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Go in peace. Serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.